Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a mug on, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, listen, Steve Harvey. Why don't you join in?
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Excuse me. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, oh man, oh man. Something going on real good today. You ought to feel blessed today. The fact that God woke you up and gave you another opportunity. You know, every day you wake up is another chance. It's a chance for all of us to get better, to get it right, to get on the right path, to stop heading the wrong way. Every day you wake up, that's your opportunity. See, because he's going to keep waking you up because he has a plan for you. You know, I don't know, I don't know when he makes his call and you know, who gets called home when. I can't explain it. I don't have that answer. I'm not him. I'm not God. I don't claim to be. I don't understand it all sometimes. But God has an amazing way. But as long as he's waking you up, I do know this. God ain't through with you yet. God has a plan for you. Your job is to identify the plan. You know, that's clearly what I need for you to do. You know, oftentimes the thing that you're looking for, it's right there inside of you. You know, I can't tell you how many people I meet. Mr. Harvey, can I speak to you for a minute? Yeah, man, what's up with you? Man, I was just wondering, man, I've been trying to, and I wanted to know, man, can you give me a good agent? Can you give me a good lawyer? Can you give me a good... Now, look, if you got some legal problems, I understand you're going to need some help right there. But the majority of questions I get asked is about their future, about their place in this world, about their mission, about what they're trying to do, how they're trying to figure out, and then the how to go about doing it. But the answer, I must remind all of you, is always within yourself. It starts right there. See, a lot of people burn up a lot of time looking around, trying to find someone. If I could just meet them, if I could just get on her show, man, if I could just get to his show, I'd be done made it. That's not necessarily the case. Because, see, just like every time you put your faith in a person or an event or occurrence or some type of thing that you imagine yourself being in, and that'll do it for you. Imagine of all the people who've made it without. You know, I look at everybody and tell me, man, if I could get on so-and-so's show, that'll do it for me, man. Somebody else got on that show and they blew up. Man, if I could just make it to that show. Do you know how many people have made it without that? So see, when you start focusing in on what your idea of how to make it is. And your idea of how to make it does not include your relationship with God. You're spinning your wheels. Man, it's a vicious cycle you're in now. And I'm asking everybody to get out of that cycle. Get out of looking for someone and something. The answer is within you. God resides in you. That burning thing that you have that you just can't get out your head, that's a seed. God planted that there. That's a seed. It needs watering, nurturing, fertilizing. That's what it needs. It don't ever say, man, I need that other person right there. Now, there are people you will meet that'll compliment you, and I can assure you that God will put you in the right place at the right time. I'm almost certain that God will introduce you to everybody you need to be introduced to make it to wherever it is you all are trying to get to. I'm talking about you and God now. But the moment you take it into your own hands and you make the decision as to who you got to get to, you've just clouded and muddied the waters. See, God's plan for you don't really need your help. It needs your attention. It needs your focus. It needs your faith. And it needs your hard work. But he needs you to listen. He needs you to listen more than anything. Listen, keep the faith, and be willing to work your tail off. I don't know how you think it can happen any other way. But then again, I do, because I tried to make it another way. So I had to come to the conclusion, hey, man, listen here, dog, this ain't working for you. You got to get some more God here, man. Listen to me. The answer was always within me. The moment I sat down with myself and told myself the truth that, hey, partner, you ain't really all that. Hey, partner, regardless as to what people are seeing and stuff, you ain't happy. Hey, partner, this really ain't about you. Hey, partner, you really ain't all that good at this. God is keeping you for a reason. Okay, hold up, Steve. Quit tripping. What I need to do? I just started talking to myself, and then I heard Bishop Jakes say a couple of things. Then I was watching TV. I heard Joel Osteen say a couple of things. And I went, wow, man. Okay, cool. That's pretty slick. I'm going to try that. And when I did it, it changed my life. I am telling you, man, it has been God this whole time. And the God has been residing inside of me, just like the God resides on the inside of you. That's him talking to you, telling you, man, you ought to get it together. Man, making you feel bad. It's sending you on guilt trips. You knowing you wrong. You out there wrong. And something telling you you ought not do it. Here's how you know it's God. And Bishop Ulmer taught me this in his book. He's got, I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's a really good book. But it says in there, man, Bishop Ulmer was talking in this book, and he was saying, the way you know it's not God's voice is if it ain't no sin in it. See, how many times have you made up in your mind, I'm going to show this person, or I'm going to show that person, or I'm going to get this person back? You hurt me, I'm going to hurt you. You know, the Lord don't like ugly, I'll show you. Well, the Lord don't like ugly, but nowhere in that does it say for you to go show them. It doesn't say that. See, so when you strike out on that mission, you know, the God knows in my heart I loved you, but I got to do this because you did me wrong. Whoa, 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 whoa. Ain't got nothing to do with God right there. You can take him out of it. If it's God, has no sin in it. So anytime somebody come to me talking about the Lord told me to do this to you, and that's the only reason I'm doing it, you need to get yourself right with God. I heard all them threats right there. That ain't God talking to me through you. What, are you crazy? If it's God, it has no sin in it. So you got to be careful, man, when you're talking to people. We're going to go down here and we're going to do this because this is the right thing to do. If it has something wrong going on, then it can't be the right thing to do. Took me a minute to learn that one. But please get that through your head so you can quit spinning yourself around. And remember, everything you're looking for is within you. It's all right there. Quit wasting your time looking around all the time. Go to your God, man. Talk to him. Go to that spirit that's on the inside of you that's calling you. Stop letting people shake your tree. You know, every time I turn around, man, somebody got a camera in my face that's a freelance for TMZ or something. And they all come with the same thing now lately. You know, I'm an atheist, or, you know, there's an atheist group that's going door to door now. I told the dude at the airport the other day, I said, I don't care. You know, they try to antagonize. He said, hey, man, how do people with aggravating voices get radio shows? I said, I don't know. I don't know anybody with an aggravating voice. Well, do you know that atheists go door to door? I said, man, that's cool, man. Knock yourself out. And I just kept on walking, because I'm not going to get tripped up in that game. Look, atheists have the right to feel how they want to feel. And I had a right to feel what I feel. I'm not stopping you from going around saying you an atheist. You can't go around saying, stop me from saying I'm a believer. Let's just go and live in this world. At the end of the day, somebody going to be right, somebody going to be wrong. Whichever one it is, well, suppose it ain't no God. Well, then I done lived a pretty cool life thinking it was. And I'm going to just ride with that one. That's pretty cool with me right there, okay? All right, y'all. We're going to have a good one today. I'm tripping a little bit, going through something.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Welcome to the ride. It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's right. That's what it is. It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I'm the nephew. You know me. N-E-P-H-E-W, nephew Tommy, that be me, holding it down. This show is dedicated to anybody that worked for Cardi B. Cardi B in the building. To the ladies, Carla, Shirley, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning, nephew.
All right. Y'all gonna have to do the Cardi B.
I have a big announcement today. Huge. This is huge.
Oh, you have a huge announcement?
I'm talking huge. Announcement? Whenever you let me, this is huge.
Okay. Bruh. We'll hold that thought. Bruh. Junior, bruh. Top of the morning to you, man.
What's up, nephew? Morning, ladies. What's up,
Tay?
J. Anthony Brown.
Woo, this is big.
Well, go ahead, J. Anthony Brown.
I'm going to let it simmer a while.
Well, tell everybody about your nephew, about your uncle nephew.
My uncle is out. Mm-hmm. He's having millionaire problems today. Oh. And he'll be back with us probably tomorrow.
You said it like he was having surgery or something, though.
Oh, well, he make it sound like that. He do. You know. He do. He That's make his funny. Millionaire problems sound like it's straight surgery. He does.
That's funny.
He is.
He'll be
He's
back
out.
Tomorrow.
We holding it down. Mm-hmm. Probably getting some rest, but we good. We Absolutely. Miss you. Mm-hmm. And then we don't miss you at the same time.
So. We miss you and we don't
miss
you.
I'm torn. All right? But while you off, don't do nothing stupid, all right? Like call no. Trump or something, don't. Please.
God. Don't go up there.
I told you last time not to go up there. But
leave that alone.
Okay, but I did, didn't I? You was here.
It was a year ago. Let it go.
Okay. I'm going to let it ride. Y'all got to tell me. I missed it, but the whole world is talking about it. Black Jeopardy on Saturday Night Live.
I have got
to find
it.
Well,
wait a minute. Jay had a big announcement.
You want to hear my big announcement now?
Well, he didn't say it. We said hold on.
I can wait. I can wait. I want to wait. Make him wait. Make him wait. Make him wait.
You want to wait?
Go ahead.
How long are you going to make us wait, though?
Oh, no, I'm ready, but I want to talk about Black Jeopardy because that was really good.
Yeah,
it was good.
That was so good. Chadwick is outstanding.
Yeah.
He really is.
Y'all got to give me the categories. What was the categories?
The categories were girl bye.
Yeah, girl bye.
Yeah, girl bye.
White people for 400.
That was
white people
right
for 400.
You can stop right there.
God, I should have been there. I know a lot about white people.
For 400. Black Jeopardy. So we'll play some clips from it.
Yeah.
Chadwick Boseman was the host and Cardi B performed. So we'll play that later on by 8:41 mm-hmm. Eastern and have some fun with that.
Yes.
White people for 800?
Yes, that's mm-hmm. the category.
I'll have white women for 100. Was that a category?
Wow. No.
We're going to put Carl on there. Black music for 800.
Yes.
All right, well, Jay has been teasing us so far with this big announcement. Yeah, maybe we'll get to it this upcoming break. We'll be back about...
We got a lot of show left.
We have a lot of show.
He's getting a new kidney.
But you know what? Don't make us wait, and then when you announce it, it's nothing.
Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is.
All right, I'll be so mad at you. All right, look, we'll be back to talk about what we did over the weekend at 32 after the hour. All right, Jay, I'm warning you.
Don't make us wait.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, time for something funny. Jay, I know you have a big announcement.
Oh, huge.
Make us
y'all
wait.
Know what it is.
Oh, it's huge. Better be good.
Oh, it's good. I can't tell how many times I've heard that. And pay good money for it.
It's huge.
It better be good.
No, it's huge.
You know, if you pay enough money, they will tell you that.
Yeah, we know how to lie.
We're good at that.
They know how to lie. So, nephew, how was your weekend in Lexington?
Off the chain, sold out. I got to thank everybody. Lexington, Kentucky, my boy Jay Alexander over the radio station, man. Mad love, much hospitality going over there doing the show. So I want to say thank you, thank you. Sold out 5 shows. I'm blessed, highly favored. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right.
Appreciate y'all.
And on that note, I'd like to thank St. Petersburg, Jay Smooth for helping me sell out in Tampa. That was a great show. And these people who gave me a ride, I don't know who they were.
It wasn't Uber?
No, it wasn't Uber. Uh-huh. I was going across the street. They gave me a ride. I told them to come to the show. I don't know if they made it, but I hope they did. I left them tickets at the front office.
You just get in the car with strange people?
Yeah, you know, they're good people.
You do that, too?
They're good people. It was going that way.
How did you know that?
It was going that way. That's country,
what?
Man. I'm country. That's like real that. Country.
Country.
They going that way.
They was going that way.
They were going the same way I was going.
Hey, get in.
I got in, and I made it. I'm here. But that's not my big announcement. Big announcement.
Oh.
Big announcement.
Okay.
What?
Big. Can I get a drum roll?
Okay. He needs a drum roll.
Later on, we
don't waste his drum roll.
Can I say what I think it is?
What?
You don't have diabetes no more?
No, I wish I had.
Man,
now that would be a big announcement.
That's a big announcement.
Yeah, that's a big announcement.
Don't steal my joy, Tommy.
It goes down June the 16th. Yours truly, J. Anthony Brown and my daughter, Mahogany Brown, Township Auditorium, Columbia, South Carolina.
Ooh,
just
going
Jay
home.
By my damn self. Ain't been there in about 10 to 15 years.
Wow.
I got
going
to sell
home?
A boy out now. I got to sell it out.
In Columbia?
Going home, Columbia, man.
That is going a big home. Yeah.
Is that the name of the show, Going Home?
No, the name of the show is Just Me.
So what is your daughter on there too?
She's a comedian.
My
daughter's been doing comedy for a while, so she's gonna open up for me. Yeah, she was on your show, Tommy, didn't she?
Yeah,
I
put on stage.
Really? Is she funny, Jay?
She's pretty funny, but what she does that I don't like is she curses, and I wanted her to be clean.
Oh.
But that didn't work out.
Well, I wonder where she get it from.
The hell with that, huh?
I wonder where she get it from. So don't curse.
We're
going
to be at the township June the 16th, man. This is my first time. I haven't been in about probably like 15 years.
That's my wedding
congratulations.
Anniversary.
It's great, man.
I'm so excited. So this is going to be cool for me.
That's
and I'm
really good.
I'm taping
going
this for
home,
HBO.
Baby.
Oh, are you really?
Not really, but if they want it, I'll work out of some. I'm taping it for Netflix. I'm just joking. It's for Netflix.
Because they have some money laying around.
And they got $500,000 just sitting there. I haven't heard they did anything with that money yet.
That's
Jay,
really
you know the
good.
Guy that runs the backstage at the Columbia?
Oh, you know they got the best backstage joke in the world.
Man, it's great.
The best one ever.
Literally, you got to go there and see it.
I wouldn't even tell them.
I wouldn't even tell you.
Don't even tell them because you're going to ruin it.
Well, I tell you, okay, when you go.
Don't do it, Jay.
I'm not going to go anytime soon.
It's so
soon.
Cool.
Okay,
when you go backstage in Columbia, South Carolina, there's a water cooler that sits there.
Okay, yeah.
And it says water. It says water.
Cold drinks.
Cold says cold drinks.
Okay.
When you lift it up, there's a rubber snake that comes up. That when I tell you,
Carla, you be the roof.
Carla's out.
Carla would be gone.
Oh my God!
I hate snakes.
Everybody,
it has gotten.
It's funny. It is so funny. They got me with it.
I ran outside.
Outside.
I'm like, oh hell oh, no!
There's nothing coming back in that room, and they all on the floor laughing.
Call they get funny. Everybody.
It's
they
been
get
sitting everybody. There for years. Yeah.
Even if you know
they
it's
get
there.
Yeah, you because you like to see other people get.
I helped them with the joke now.
Wow.
So imagine being in a stage play.
Right, right.
They get everybody.
They get everybody.
Wow.
Yes. So this is the venue thing.
This is the venue. And the guy that runs that's in the backstage, a stage manager, house manager. He's been there for years.
Yeah, for years, yeah. And it just years sits there.
So now they got to come up with something else. Cause
No. There are people who have never seen it. You know, they just like,
oh, it's going to be somebody that's going to get got.
Yeah. I'm saying, even if you know, you still can get. Yeah.
If they offer you a drink, you go lift that lid up, and that snake It's a rubber snake. It ain't even the best looking rubber snake. It looked like a rubber snake.
It's a nut.
It's just a nut.
That lid comes up.
You're just not it's like a cobra.
Yeah.
What is a cobra doing in South Carolina?
In South Carolina. In a cooler.
Carolina. You remember, you guys remember Lenny from Good Times?
Yes.
My name is Lenny.
Lenny
tear that door frame.
Carla, I thought of you over the weekend. I was on the gram, and I saw a cat and a snake in a fight. Did you guys see that video?
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
Cat, I bet the cat won.
Yeah.
Carla, you afraid of snakes?
What?
Yeah. I've been sending her pictures from my house.
She doesn't even like them in pictures.
I am really, Jay.
Yeah, I'm with you, Carla. I do not like snakes at all.
Me neither.
No, yeah, no. I don't play that.
What are you afraid of, Jay?
Snakes. Uh-huh. Snakes and angry exes.
Them two together.
What about you, Junior?
Snakes.
Snakes too?
Yeah, snakes. I had one time I thought it was a snake in my dad's car. Uh-huh. I hollered snake. And you know when parents tell you they'll do anything for you and they'll die for you? Well, why the hell was he down the street and left me in the car?
Nephew, what about you?
Possum. I'm so scared of possum.
Oh, that was the car thing was a possum, right?
Yeah.
Thing I had. Yeah. That possum was. The greatest whooping I ever took, I gave it to myself.
Behind a possum. Mine is a rat all day.
You afraid of rats?
Yeah, and I grew up in Chicago. How dare me? How dare me? They got big cat rats in Chicago.
Cat rats.
Yeah.
New York as well.
In New York as well. All right, guys. Coming up next, church complaints and church announcements. Deacon Def Jam and our good friend Reverend Adnoy in the building. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, it's entertainment news. Cardi B, Cardi B, we love her. I know you call her Cardi.
Cardi B.
Cardi B. Need that R, Jay.
It's Cardi B. Her name is Cardi B.
She is winning.
Cardi B. She's winning.
She is winning.
Doing it.
And there's a lot of hate on her. Why are they hating on Cardi B?
I don't know. Because she's winning.
Because she's winning.
Because she's it right now. She's the hotness right now.
Keep going, girl.
Miss Anna's gonna have our national news. But right now it is Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for church complaints, and of course Reverend Adnoid is here
with
our announcements. I used to do church announcements, but I didn't have such a respiratory problem.
But you did them for real.
Yeah, and they were dead.
Let the doors have to change up. Good morning. This is Deacon Def Jam here at the JPJJ. That is the jackpot joint of Jerusalem. Ching, ching.
Hallelujah.
Yes, and I want to welcome Reverend Adnoid, who is here to give the church announcements. I personally will be giving the church complaints.
Yes. It's so nice to be here again.
Yeah, and you are actually Reverend Motown.
Can you blow your nose, maybe?
No, it's been blown.
Oh.
It's been blown. It's completely dry. There's nothing in there.
You've been blown?
It's been blown.
It's been blown.
So you know it's been blown, huh?
All right.
Blew it real good before I got here. So I can just get to
any
this.
Clearer,
it can't get any clearer. This is as clear as it's going to get.
Just thought I'd ask.
Oh, man.
Get boated, everybody.
There ain't nothing in there.
Nothing at all. Dry as hell. That's my new gospel song coming out called Reverend Adnoid's Dry as Hell.
Humidifier.
I've tried that. I've tried humidifier. I've tried Mucilix. I've tried all of that, yes.
Claritin.
But we're here and we're going to do what we have to do for the Lord.
Claritin D can probably
I've tried Claritin X. I mean, nothing. I don't know.
X. Yeah. Oh, man.
Special batch Claritin X. Go right ahead.
Let me start this off
with the
first church complaint here. We had an issue yesterday at night. Mother Simpson found someone in her seat Sunday morning.
Uh-oh.
This seat, she's been sitting there for the past 30 years. Needless to say, that person has been missing since yesterday.
Oh, my God.
That was a visitor from New Mount Calvary Baptist Church, and the person is missing, so we really need to have a conversation with Mother Simpson about this. And that right, seat.
Where is she? We don't know where she is. We have not seen or heard from her, and we have serious concern.
Yeah, but the seats aren't assigned.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. You've been going to church for quite some time. That's your damn seat. People know that. If you've been going there for 11, you know, as black people say, 11, 50 years, that's your seat. You know not to sit there. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now I have a church announcement. Here we go with the first church announcement.
Yes.
The Henpeck Men's meeting has been canceled. The Henpeck Men's meeting has been canceled.
Oh.
Their wives won't let them come. You're not taking your ass down there. My wife said I can't come to the Henpeck meeting, so it's been canceled. Go right ahead, sir. Go right ahead.
Let
you know the Henpeck Men's meeting has been canceled.
We spoke a little bit on this last week. Now, Sister Lurleen Galloway, she is the head of the TCFJ.
Yes.
What is that?
What does that stand for?
That is the twerking committee. For Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Twerking for Jesus.
They are asking that she wants to get insurance on all the girls' hips because the church rescue funds have been running low.
Oh, with the new song, Jesus will twerk it out.
There we go.
Jesus will twerk it out.
He gonna twerk it out.
Jesus gonna twerk it out.
Yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will.
Jesus will twerk it out. All right.
I can twerk it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And they got low.
Flo Rida.
We have a church announcement right here. Here we go, right here. There'll be a meeting in meeting room 414 of the women who look like Shucky Ducky. We'll meet in meeting.
What?
Women who look like Shucky Ducky. Shucky Ducky, quack, quack.
Thick glasses in there.
Thick glasses and everything. If you have someone who looks like Shucky Ducky, quack, quack. Tell them to go to the meeting room. There'll be a meeting in there.
You need Jesus, Reverend.
Quack, quack. Go right ahead, sir. Go right ahead.
We have a problem here at night. The laying of hands ministry, Brother Larry Calhoun, has been laying hands on all the sisters' behinds. He grabs a handful and claims he's trying to get the devil out. Now, Sister Clintonia Rogers has the biggest behind in the church.
Clintonia.
And he grabbed her behind and got the hell slapped out of her. So I don't know if she didn't want the devil pulled from her or what, but we're going to have to talk to him about laying these hands. And Sherilyn Carla, have y'all been?
No.
You're welcome to come anytime. The doors are open.
We're not in the twerking ministry.
Won't you come?
No. No, sir.
Anytime you want. Okay, here we go with another church announcement. The Bad Spellers Spelling Bee. The Bad Spellers Spelling Bee is still going on since Saturday. They are stuck on the word happy.
They stuck on happy.
The Bad Spellers Spelling Bee is still going on ever since Saturday. They stuck on the word happy.
Wow.
There you go.
Can you use it in a sentence?
What's the origin of the word?
They've been there since Saturday.
Wow.
We have an issue. Brother Amos Jolivet, seeing eye dog, has come up missing.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Now, Brother Jolivet says the last place they were together was at the strip club. Now, Luscious Linda says all she knows is her poodle gave him a lap dance.
What?
The other dog. What she's saying is that the dog does not want to come back and be with Brother Amos anymore. So he's asking us to get him a new dog.
Is that the church's responsibility?
Yeah, it is the church's responsibility. If you lost the dog, you should get them a new dog. Yeah. I'm with you on that one. Here we go with the church announcement. You ready? The men who have way too much dye in their mustache will have a guest speaker. George Wallace's mama.
What is she? What?
She has way too much dye in her mustache.
Hey, man.
The women or the men? Which one?
The men. The men who are. She'll be the keynote speaker at that meeting.
Because
she's got way too much dye in her mustache.
I think that concludes the church announcements and complaints this Monday.
It was classic.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with our national news, and we'll have entertainment news as well. Cardi B, ladies
Cardi
and gentlemen.
B. Cardi B, baby.
Winning. Yes.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, Cardi B, ladies and
Cardi
gentlemen.
Cardi B, her name is
she
Cardi
She is
B.
winning.
Cardi B, she's Cardi.
Anyway, she dropped her album, Invasion of Privacy, over the weekend. It is selling like crazy. Even Oprah was listening over the weekend.
Yes!
Diddy, everyone, Taraji P, everybody was listening to Cardi B's album, Jay. And she performed twice on Saturday Night Live this past Saturday. Did you see her?
With the baby bump?
So cute. Right. Oh, mm-hmm. The first time she, you know, performed regular in this just a great black and white outfit. Then the next time she had on a beautiful white gown.
Yeah.
You could see her baby bump. So, yeah.
That ain't no bump. That's a baby.
Carla, you the music girl. You heard the album?
Oh, yeah. I was listening to it this weekend. Yeah. I love Cardi B. Yeah. I love, love, love. I put a picture of me.
My wife loved that woman right there.
Yeah.
They had accepted her as a rapper. And you know, rappers are in the basement right now putting beats together going, I'll be damned.
I'll be damned.
This don't make no sense. I've been doing this 30 years.
I mean, people like Nicki Minaj.
Yes. Oh, no, Nicki Minaj.
Can't get a break.
They have a song together.
Yeah, I know they have a song together. I know.
But, you know, there's some rappers in the basement mixing beats and, you know.
Yeah, and Nicki was the queen bee. I mean, come on, she was as far as rap goes. But Cardi B,
she's
number one right now.
She's number one.
She's number one right now.
I make money moves.
Also, Cardi B's baby daddy and fiance Offset from the Migos, of course.
That's his name.
Yeah, just the right. Offset. He knew just the right way to make Cardi B's album release.
His name is Offset.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Ain't your name Jay?
I set it off. Offset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's his name, Offset.
Yes.
Ain't your name Jay? My name is Jay, but does Offset sound like Jay to you?
Anyway, he did something really sweet for Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Even though, Offset couldn't be there, he had obligations of his own. He couldn't be with Cardi B, so he ensured that her family could. A day after celebrating his own daughter's birthday, Offset flew Cardi's extended family from the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
That's her niece, her aunt, her cousin, and her grandparents. He flew all of them to New York City.
Offset did that.
Yeah, Cardi.
Offset
was,
did that?
Yeah, Offset. She was so emotional. She was so happy. She showed her fiancé love on social media. She posted a video where she couldn't help but smile while showing off her loved ones. They were all sitting around a restaurant table. And in the caption, she wrote,
"That's great.
I can't believe you. Thank you so much."
Offset.
Go ahead,
whole
Offset.
Damn family.
Yeah. Tommy flew
That's
her
how you
set
it off, boy.
I'm telling you right now, don't fly my damn family out here. If I didn't ask you to do that.
Why? Just don't.
Well, first of all, I'm not flying your whole family. Mama can come.
Don't. My mama dead, but that would be kind of weird if you did.
No.
But all right. Okay.
Don't fly my family out.
It was her niece and her aunt.
Hey, let me know these people coming out here.
Don't just pop them up.
You
know,
you feel me on that one.
My album number one. Begging Nicks.
But she was happy about it. She was happy about it.
I'm just saying what I want.
So you wouldn't be happy about that?
Oh, hell no. My sister and all them kids?
But it's a celebration, Jay.
Yeah, they can celebrate it where they live.
Anyway, Cardi was happy. She said, thank you so much. I can't believe you. Miss Ann is here, nephew, with more
we
of today's
headlines. We got it. She's
headlines.
Here. Miss Ann is here with national news. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Miss Ann.
Thanks, everybody. Okay, this is Andrew with the news, and good morning and good Monday morning, everyone. There's been a strong reaction from the White House over reports of a recent chemical attack in Syria that killed scores of people, including women and children. Both the Syrian government and Russia, by the way, are denying the report. So is Vladimir Putin, taking a page from Donald Trump and labeling all the reports of the incident fake news. Interestingly enough, though, President Trump has been very, very hard and is really blaming Putin and Russia separately, as though they're separate entities, and Syria for this horrible tragedy. Dozens of people are reported dead in Douma. Many more have been hospitalized. Douma is a town right outside the capital of Damascus. A vigil was held last night for members of a Canadian junior hockey team killed in a bus and truck crash on a Saskatchewan highway Friday night. 15 people were killed, including the team captain and the head coach, the driver. Very, very sad situation up there in Canada. The head of Facebook is scheduled to testify before Congress this week. Mark Zuckerberg will no doubt be asked about the recently reported data breach that allowed the firm Cambridge Analytica to collect information on millions of users. Now, Cambridge Analytica was reportedly working at the time on behalf of the Trump presidential campaign. And the man who blew the whistle was the company's co-founder, Christopher Wiley, who appeared on NBC's Meet the Press to say that, unfortunately, that stolen data may still be out there.
Data is a fungible thing. You can make as many copies as possible. So you know, it isn't actually materially possible to verify if that data has been eliminated from the existence of the universe, because another copy could have been made.
And Wiley added that the data in question could even be stored in Russia. Bill Cosby's retrial on sexual assault charges begins today. They did the jury selection last week. The 80-year-old, now disgraced comedian, returns to the courtroom 10 months after his first trial ended in a hung jury. Bill Cosby is accused of drugging and then sexually assaulting a woman named Andrea Constant in 2004. He has pled not guilty. Now, last time, only Andrea Constant could stand on the jury and actually testify. But now the judge is allowing a total of five women to say that they've had that same experience with Mr. Cosby. National Guard troops have begun arriving at our southern border with Mexico, as ordered by the Trump administration. Get this. Authorities say that a custodian at a South Carolina high school used the 17 minutes that the students chose to leave school last month to push for tougher gun laws by rummaging through their book bags. Police in Richland County say that 32-year-old Aisha Evans stole close to $200. Evans has been charged with three counts of petty larceny. And believe it or not, Black Panther is still smashing records at the box office.
My son, it is your time. You get to decide what kind of king you are going to be.
The Black superhero movie is now the third highest grossing film of all time. Did you hear what I said? The third highest grossing film of all time, just behind Star Wars, The Force Awakens, and Avatar. Globally, Panthers made $1.2 billion. Back with home entertainment, today's trending topics, 20 minutes after the hour, in the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, on this past Saturday, as we were telling you guys earlier, Cardi B was a special guest on Saturday Night Live. She was on there with the Black Panther himself, Mr. Chadwick Boseman.
Mr. Box Office.
He was the host.
He is Mr. Box Office.
He's so phenomenal. This guy can do anything.
It was about to kiss Titanic.
Yeah.
Oh, he caught it. He passed it.
Yeah. It was such a great show.
It's way past Drumline.
Your movie. You think you could ever be in a movie with Chadwick?
I would love to be in a movie with him. Yeah, I'd love to be in a movie with anybody.
I'd love to be in a movie.
With anybody.
Anyway, Chadwick was the host. It was such a great show. While performing her second song, Cardi B's White Gown, like we said earlier, revealed her growing baby in there. She looks so cute. So folks are wondering about the timing of her pregnancy because her career is so fire hot right now.
Wow.
She's so on fire. However, Cardi is getting support from everyone. Actress Niecy Nash, I love what she did. She posted back in the day, she took her three kids to audition. So she says, hashtag Cardi, you got this. All right.
Wow.
That's some support for Cardi
That's
B right
great.
There.
That's
I mean,
cool.
And women do it all the time. Yeah.
This is the women's year.
Yeah.
Cardi B.
Women decade.
What's her name? Your girl, the, Tiffany. Tiffany's
Tiffany
doing
Haddish.
The damn thing.
Yeah. Tiffany Haddish, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, this was 20 years ago, but when I was pregnant with my daughter, I worked up until the day before I had her.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely,
wow.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When my first baby mama was pregnant, I worked. What?
When I found out my baby mama was pregnant, I got another job.
Well, you know, when I was pregnant, y'all remember, you know, I was on bed rest and then, you know, came back and maternity leave. But the point is, like Shirley was getting ready to say, women, we do it all.
You have to do it.
You have to do it. We're moms, we're wives.
I give it up to mothers, period. You can't leave me with my kids longer than 2 hours. I'm not good after that.
Well, you need to get better.
What? I mean,
I actually need a sitter to be sitting with them. I need one to watch me, them.
You can't stand your own damn kids more than 2 hours. Huh?
You know what? I'm your good nerves? For the first hour. I can keep my eye on the little one because he's all over the place. Mm-hmm. My daughter, she's grown. She does her own thing. Mm-hmm. But that little one, I can't keep my eye on him longer than an hour. And then, you know, he tired me out. So after about an hour,
I need a nap. Oh, okay.
But Tommy, it don't get better.
Come on, you sleep.
Welcome to when old people have children, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
This is what happens.
When old people have children.
All right, so what do you guys think? Do you think Cardi B's pregnancy is going to get in the way of her career? She's so fire on fire right now.
No.
Is it going to slow her down?
No.
All right, hit us up. We want to hear from you. Head on over to Steve Harvey FM on Facebook, on Twitter, and the Gram if you want to leave your comment, okay?
Serena had a baby. She's back out there playing, too.
Winning. Coming up at 34 after the hour, J. Anthony is in the building to murder another hit.
Brand new one, baby.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so guys, if you missed it, Tommy, please introduce Jay so he can murder yet another
Jay name. Anthony Brown.
Yeah,
one
boy.
One of the greatest that ever stepped in front of the microphone. Woo-hoo. Get yourself ready. Buckle up and hold on tight. He is about to murder a hit.
So happy to be over here.
Can
we do a group hug? Because I'm everybody get in tight.
Championship team, baby.
All right, it's going down June the 16th, Columbia, South Carolina, Township Auditorium. I need to sell all these damn tickets, hometown. Me and Mahogany Brown will be doing the damn thing. Now it's time for a murdered hit. What's Drake's song?
God's plan.
Well, that was a nice little song.
What's yours?
What?
You
had
to mess with it, huh?
I had to mess with it. Had to change it up a little bit.
You'll never make songs. You just go over there and mess with hits. That's all.
What's the name of it?
Jay's plan. No, Jay ain't playing. I've got my own damn song. Check it out on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. They trippin' on me. I've been married a lot and now I'm glad that I'm free. DMX had 14 kids, but I just got 3. Started at a club and it was called Mr. V's. Don't give a flying F what you thinking about me. Cause we got nominated for an Emmy. I hooked up with Steve Harvey, now I write for TV. Got a nice little club in the city. Now I'm with Carla, Tommy Jr., Steve, and Shirley. I ain't playing. Jay ain't playing. I like them white girls, think I don't. I can be with who I want. And I'm always telling jokes. Put me down as J-A-B. I like a girl with pretty teeth. Can't sing no more, I gotta pee. For real, I ain't playing. Jay ain't playing. Jay ain't playing. I ain't playing. Jay ain't playing. Jay ain't playing. I ain't playing. I ain't playing. Jay ain't playing. Jay ain't playing.
Best in the game.
There you go.
Great.
Jay ain't playing.
Jay ain't playing.
Jay ain't playing.
Jay ain't playing.
That's how you murder.
Jay ain't playing.
You murdered it.
Yeah, it's dead.
Hey, man.
Sorry, Drake.
Jay, have you murdered a hit like on stage, like doing stand-up?
When I do stand-up, I'll close the show with a couple murdered hits, and then I sell the DVDs after the show.
Oh, okay.
But the only person to ever get mad at me was Keith Sweat. I mean, seriously get mad.
Because you murdered him.
Keith is gangster.
Yeah, I love Keith. You know, if you put a song out there and it's a hit,
it got to be murdered.
Uh-huh. You can't let it live.
I can't let it live. It got to be murdered. That's what I do. It got to be murdered.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so I did a song. He sounded like a bumblebee, and he kind of got upset.
For real, for
like
real?
Like a bumblebee?
Like a bumblebee.
Oh, see right there.
Give me a little bit of a J on the way out.
Like a bumblebee. That's key. That's
I hear you out. That's my dude.
That bumblebee is.
We got mad love for you, Keith.
We love you, Keith.
Yeah. What you say? Me and Keith will whoop you, man.
We're losing friends by the dozens over here, James.
You got to be good. Buddy, man.
Check out the Sweat Hotel.
Yeah. Check out the Sweat Hotel.
Tonight.
Yeah. All right, Nephew Tommy on board next with his prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. Check out this subject, guys. I'm sprung, and I can't move on.
Man, I've been there before.
Ooh, I've been there. Yeah.
There's got to be somebody I know.
I think we've all been there. I think any one of us could have written this
letter. No, I said it.
One more time, subject, I'm sprung, and I can't move on. But up next, right here, right now, is the nephew with the prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Well, you know, and you know, Jay just dropped it on us what he did to Sweat and how Sweat got mad about the bumblebee song.
It was nobody.
Well, you know, ain't no sense in us stopping. Let's keep the Sweat going. You know, I done dug in my archives and I got a Keith Sweat prank for you, partner. Here it is, the nephew prank, Keith Sweat.
Ooh, y'all play too much.
Yeah.
Nobody. He's gonna kick everybody behind him.
He'll get us.
Hello. Hey, I'm trying to reach Manny. Is this Manny?
Nah, this ain't Manny, man. This is Sweat. Who's this, man?
Hey, this Raheem, man. Wow, this is Sweat. Okay. Hey, Mr. Keith, we got people down here. You're supposed to be here at the record store, man, right here in Harlem, and we got people wrapped around the building. You're supposed to be here signing these CDs, man, but it's been over an hour. These people have been standing here waiting on y'all.
Yo, man, I don't know nothing about no record store, and number two, I don't know nothing about doing no signing, man. Who set this up, man?
The name I was given was Manny. Who was Manny?
Manny's my road manager, but he don't set things up, man. He's a road manager. He's not my manager. He just handled my stuff on the road. But I was never told I was supposed to be nowhere to do anything, man. I mean, normally when somebody tell me and them have an understanding that I book what I'm supposed to do. So I don't know nothing about this, my brother.
Okay, well, you know, we got to get this taken care of. We got people wrapped around the building. We got a table here laid out. We got pens and everything for you to sign these CDs, man. We got over 100 people outside the store.
My brother, I nobody told me about no signings or no nothing, man. I mean, I don't know nothing about no signing, for real.
Okay, well, are you hearing what I'm saying to you, man? We got people outside the building waiting for you to arrive to sign some CDs. Now, what I'm supposed to tell these people?
Yo, I don't know what you're supposed to tell them, man. I mean, you know, and it's kind of like you raising your voice, dude. I don't know who you are calling me like this. I told you, man, I didn't set nothing up, man. And, you know, I mean, I don't even know who gave you my number. You know what I'm saying? I don't handle it.
All this information was on the fax machine. I got this as a contact number. Manny is the person I'm supposed to be talking to, and Mr. Sweat was supposed to arrive here at 12 noon. Now, here it is. It's 1:15, 1:20, man, and you ain't here. And we got people wrapped around the building. We've been advertising this for the last 2 weeks. I mean, the album dropped
My
today.
Brother, I don't think you – I mean, no disrespect to you, but I don't think you hear me, man. I don't know nothing about a signing. If I knew about a signing or knew I had a signing session, I wouldn't have the people sitting around or standing around like that. That's not what I do. But no one informed me that nothing like this was going down today. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Okay, but look, man, now that you realize people are here waiting, what are you going to do? What am I supposed to tell them?
Man, there's no way in the world I can get down there and do a signing at this time, late time right now, man. I mean, you know.
But you need to get your bag in that. You need to try to get yourself down here, man.
Well, first of all, I mean, you know, what did you just say? I think you just called me out my name or something, man. What did you just say to me, man?
No. I'm saying you need to try and come on down and sign sign these CDs for these people, man. Man. These people are here. They're waiting in line. They've been waiting over an hour on you. Now, this not going to look good. This is the day. We got your CD almost on every show,
dude,
man.
I'm feeling you, and I understand now. I understand what you're saying to me, but there's no way I can get down there, man. You just going to have to reschedule it, so we're going to have to reschedule this. I apologize for the, misunderstanding, but bottom line is, I knew nothing about this.
Hold on a second. Mr. Anderson, this is Mr. Sweat. He's saying he don't know anything about being here. I'm telling him we got people all wrapped all around the building. He don't care.
Yo, dude, I didn't say I didn't care. I said there's nothing I could do. I didn't set it up. I didn't say that, man. Don't put words in my mouth, my brother.
What do you want me to do?
All you got to do is reschedule it for another time, man. That's what you do.
Hold on, man. I'm talking to my boss. I'm trying to figure out how to get... We got people finna get mad, man, because you're not here. Okay? Now, whoever Manny needs his whoop, man. He does.
I don't know nothing about that, man. I ain't got nothing to do with that, man. All I know is that nobody told me about that. You know, I'll call Manny, and I ask who said this up, because I don't do things unless I know where it's coming from.
There ain't no way you can get yourself
hold
down
up, hold
here.
Up. You keep, first of all, man, you don't talk to me like I'm your child, man. You keep saying there's no way I can get my, back up on what you're saying, dude.
Hey, man, we having a problem. This is supposed to be one of the biggest days of our record store. We got your CD on every shelf, and you just so calm and collect, like it's not a problem with you.
No, what I'm supposed to do, man, when I didn't know nothing about it, I understand it's a problem. It's a problem because it made me look like I'm a no-show, but, dude, I'm telling you again, I knew nothing about this, man.
Hold on 1 second. Take all his damn CDs off the shelf. Every last one of them.
Yo, I don't know what you're talking about, man. You losing your darn mind right now, man. I'm not trying to disrespect you, dude, but you really losing your mind right now. You doing something you ain't got no business though, man. I said reschedule the situation, man. You know, tomorrow, the day after.
How are we rescheduling when the album drops today, man?
Okay, well, there's nothing I could do about this, dude. Nothing.
Sound like you raising your voice at me.
I ain't raising my voice, man, because you disrespect me. You don't call my phone going off like I'm somebody's child, like I'm your child, dude. Man, you don't talk to me like that, man. Come on.
So you can't stop what you're doing and bring your butt down here to the record store?
No, I can't stop what I'm doing. No. I can't stop what I'm doing, man.
So what you doing right now that's so important, you can't come?
Man, it ain't none of your business what I'm doing right now, dude. I'm saying I knew nothing about this, man. So I'm not going to keep going back and forth with you like I got to explain to you why I got to stop what I'm doing to come down there. I knew nothing about it. It's not my fault, dude. You need to take this up with somebody who scheduled this because I didn't schedule it.
There's a right and a wrong way to do somebody, Mr. Sweat.
Oh, man, come on. Now you reciting my songs, man.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Okay, no problem. Songs. I'm just going to go out here and tell everybody in the line, Mr. Sweat don't want to come, okay? And I'm taking all of the damn CDs off the shelf because you don't want to stand up and be the celebrity that you're supposed to be.
Man, okay, now you know what, man? You do what you got to do, man. At this point, you do what you got to do, man. But, who am I talking to anyway?
This Raheem, man.
Raheem.
I work here at the store.
Okay, well, I'll see you, Raheem. You go ahead and do what you get ready to do, and I'll come and see you, dude.
What you mean you going to see me? What that mean?
I'll see you. Yeah, I'll see you. That's what it mean. I'll see you.
Okay, because the bottom line is, man, Tommy said you was going to come. He the one said you was going to come sign.
Tommy who? Now you, Raheem, Tommy, who the hell is the Tommy?
Tommy, man, nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Swear I got you.
Boy, man, you know what? Man, y'all tripping, boy, for real. Man, you don't even understand what you make me do, dude. You crazy, boy. I mean, you know what I mean? Y'all don't have anything better to do than call me and mess with me, man.
I knew the album was dropping, man. I said, I'm getting it today. You
man.
Good?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good, man. Boy, you crazy, boy. Oh, man, let me get off this phone, man. Y'all do what y'all do. Boy, you don't even understand.
Oh, Sweat, man, I had to get you, dog. Look here, I know you got your show, but you got to tell me what is the baddest radio show in the morning.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Get off my phone, nephew Tommy.
What y'all think?
I love it.
Man,
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. When he get on edge, he get on edge.
Oh, man, he's serious.
Y'all not going to keep doing Keith like this.
He's such a sweetheart. Oh, he's such a sweetheart.
He is a nice guy.
He really, really is.
All right, cool, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But let me put this out there.
You don't like Joe.
April 28th, the nephew is coming to Montgomery, Alabama. April 28th, Montgomery, Alabama. Tickets on sale right now. Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Get your tickets. The nephew coming to town. Bruce going to be in the building with me that
ooh,
night.
Ooh, nice.
Okay, I ain't worked with Bruce in a minute, so Bruce going to be JJ in the building.
Oh, all my right. goodness, yeah.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Strawberry Letter. I'm sprung and I can't move on.
Am I sitting in your car outside your house?
Man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Congratulations to our girl, Cardi B. She
Cardi
is
B.
a new mommy to
Cardi
be.
B.
Her career is on fire. She's doing big things right now. Her album, Invasion of Privacy, is selling like crazy. Already gold, right?
This is her second album?
Yeah, fresh off her Saturday Night Live performance.
This is
no,
her
this
first
her first.
Album.
Yeah.
This is her first.
This
is
her first.
Yeah,
money. Yeah, this is her first.
Say, I make money moves.
That's all. You know, some rapper just throwing his rhyme book away.
Yeah. I love to see my wife dance.
I don't want to talk to you.
Your wife can dance too, Tommy.
She can really dance.
Anyway, Cardi B's album, her debut album, is called Invasion of Privacy, selling like crazy, fresh off her Saturday Night Live performance. Cardi will join Jimmy Fallon tonight as the first ever co-host, in addition to being the musical guest on The Tonight Show.
Damn,
so she's
hot.
Just
oh, that's hot.
You know they're going to do something. Right
everything.
She's a co-host?
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead,
Jimmy
Cardi.
Fallon. Yeah. That's so awesome. It really is.
I'm going to be on that one day.
On Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah.
Okay.
One day.
All right, Lord.
That's possible.
Hey, anything's possible.
Put it out.
Just want to just say it like that.
Claim it.
That's right. Okay, it's time for today's Strawberry Letter, guys.
That's a good one today.
If you need advice on relationships or dating or anything like that, please hit us up, okay? Parenting, sex. You know, we talk a lot about sex on this show.
Yeah, I didn't notice.
Yeah. The motion of the ocean, the size of your ships, all of that.
This is educational.
Yeah, it is. So if you want some advice from Steve and I, please submit your Strawberry Letter.
The size of your ship.
Yeah, and the motion in your ocean, too. Submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. You can click Submit Strawberry Letter, okay? We are here for you. We could be reading your letter on the air right now. All right, let's go, Neff.
Buckle up, and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, I'm sprung, and I can't move on.
Oh.
Who among us wrote this letter? Okay, here we go. Carla, was it you?
Me.
It was you, Carla.
Girl.
Dear Steve and Shirley, allegedly.
Right.
Dear Steve and Shirley, my ex-girlfriend and I have been together for many years, but we recently broke up because she was selfish and didn't want to get married. We broke up about 6 months ago, but we continue to have sex because that's the one thing that she does very well. We always had amazing sex. I tried to get back with my ex, but we just can't get along. So I recently met a new lady that I can see myself having a future with. She treats me better than my ex ever did. She is definitely wifey material. But I have one problem. I can't stop thinking about making love to my ex-girlfriend. I want her badly. I'm worried because my ex lives really close to me, and I know just what to say to get her back into bed. I've talked to her on the phone, and she feels the same way. She misses the great sex, too. Oh, mixes would have turned this into something altogether different. She misses the great sex, too. I told her I have a new girlfriend, and I'm trying to do the right thing. I don't think my new girlfriend and I will ever have this kind of chemistry in the bedroom. So what should I do? I feel like if I see my ex-girlfriend somewhere or she happens to call, it's going to be on and popping again. The struggle is real. Please help. Now, really, what do you want us to do? Really? Because you know the answer. You know what the deal is. Figure it out. You know, what is more important to you? Is it more important to have sex with the ex, or is it more important to have a future with your new girlfriend? Okay, come on. This is simple. It sounds like you want your cake, and it sounds like you want to eat your cake, too. And that's what it is.
Right.
I mean, you know, you're about to do just that because your ex is she's with it, okay? She's down for whatever. I know you're not going to do this. You're not going to listen to this, but here's my advice. I think you need to get over your ex if you can.
He's been over his ex.
Yeah. Uh-uh. No, he's not over
He's
her.
Been over there.
Yeah, he's been over to her house. Yeah, in her bed. Oh, over to her bed. Yeah. But, you know, if you can get over her, get over her. Mm-mm. If you can, you know, before you get into anything more serious with this new girlfriend. I mean, you guys are talking about marriage here. You're looking at her already as wifey material. You're leading these women on. You're talking about marriage and all of this. And if you were to marry this woman, this new girlfriend, guess what? You're going to cheat with her with your ex. You are not over your ex. I don't think it's wise for you to get into another relationship while you're thinking about your other girl. It's just, it doesn't make any sense to me. You're setting yourself up for failure, and you're setting these other women up for a lifetime to be cheated on and to be hurt by you. So you know what to do. All right, nephew, what you got?
Hey, Tommy.
And I hear all the heavy breathing.
Tommy. I can't Tommy. Hold on, Tommy, stand before you start. When somebody Tommy. Get up.
Tommy. Huh? Wait. Before you start, Tommy, can you just make me proud, Tommy? Can you please?
I promise.
Oh, I doubt that.
It bothers me when people don't see a blessing.
Thank you,
when
man.
When they have it.
Come on.
The only phrase I really want to say to you is, won't he do it?
What are you doing?
Won't he do it? He done gave it to you. You got the best of both worlds.
How dare you bring the Lord in this?
Yeah. Why can't you see a blessing? What is all this, the struggle? What struggle?
Come on, Tom.
What you talking about you struggling for, boy? This is the greatest thing in the world. What should I do? Nothing. You don't do nothing. What you should do, marry that one woman and keep going around
what?
The corner. Yeah. She don't live far, right?
She just right around
the corner. What you need to do you gonna say.
Man.
What you need to do is stay woke. That's what you need to do. Okay? The struggle is real
idiot.
Because
I'm
trying to stay woke,
Why
baby.
Why is he struggling with this?
I are you proud of him, Junior?
Ah, yeah, he's the best of both worlds. Is it?
Jay, what do you have to contribute to this ignorance?
When I was a little boy,
growing up,
when I was a very little boy, we used to eat these vanilla wafers.
Oh, yeah.
Vanilla wafers, they're good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially in banana pudding.
Then I found raisin cookies.
Oh,
which means
man.
Raisin cookie was a better cookie.
Uh-huh.
And once I found a better cookie, I enjoyed both of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You see how I broke that down?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
You've been introduced to a better cookie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So keep both of these cookies.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it.
You ever had twice cream?
Wrong
come
answer.
Man.
I never thought we could give a wrong answer to the strawberry letter, but boy, was I wrong.
You ever had
What's
two flavors of ice cream?
Shirt?
You can mix these two together and enjoy.
I like vanilla and chocolate. Really love vanilla.
That's what they call me, the cookie monster.
All right, we're gonna try and have part two of this letter when we come back of the guy's responses. The subject is, I'm sprung and I can't move on. We'll be back at 23 after the hour. You guys.
Won't he do it, man?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are, guys. We're back with this strawberry letter. The subject is, I'm sprung and I can't move on.
The subject should be, won't he do it? That's what the subject is.
Should be, won't he do it?
Bring the Lord into this.
It should be a
this.
Blessing.
Yeah. This letter was written by a man who's been with a woman for many years, but they recently broke up, he says, because she was selfish and she didn't want to get married. He says they have great sex. It's some unbelievable sex, but they just can't get back together as a couple. She doesn't want to be with him, and he can't see a future with her, but he has met someone, a new girlfriend now, that he can see a future with. The only thing, they don't have the great chemistry that he and his ex had before. So the problem is, he wants to be with the new girl, but he just wants to still have sex with the ex.
He's basically sprung.
Yeah,
sprung.
That's what he says. He's sprung and he can't move on, and he's saying the struggle is real, and he wants to know what
Who
can he do.
Who ain't been sprung?
Oh, we've. I think any one of us.
Oh, my God, have I been sprung.
Oh, absolutely.
There was one time when I was about 36 years old. I climbed a tree so I could see her house really good.
You were 36. I'm climbing
physically
trees.
Fit.
I was up. I figured if I could get in that tree and I could sit there, couldn't nobody see me.
Yeah.
and I could see what was going on.
Yeah.
So here my 37-year-old Sprung. Ass is up in a tree.
Ain't been there since she's a kid. Sprung. I've been there.
I'm telling you, I had snacks, so I wouldn't have to keep climbing back down.
If you say you had on a diaper, yeah. I'm done with you.
Man.
I'm done with you.
So oh, been, I was sprung.
Been sprung? I done been sprung. I done did it.
What?
You been sprung?
Call the time and Jay. Yeah. I done did it. I done been sprung. I'd have had a mask made of my ex and asked my new girl, could she please wear it? Just wear this. Just wear this for me. Just wear this for me. That ain't really matter. I'm just saying. Just wear this for me. It had the holes in the nose and everything.
Wow. Wow,
I've been oversprung. I have dressed up like Eugene and followed her into a spa.
Oh, you went in.
Man.
I went all the way.
Shut up, T.
Dressed up like Eugene and went into a spa.
That is
that's
insane.
Sprung.
That's sprung.
That's sprung.
Okay, tree climber at 36.
I've tried. Now, this is really crazy. I was trying to climb under the gate. You know the gate they have, the big gate? What is it?
Apartments?
Apartment gate.
Apartment gate.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to climb under the gate. I'm trying to crawl under the
crawl,
gate.
Crawl, you mean?
Crawl under. Yeah. I'm trying to crawl under, and the gate opened and scratched my back up. So when the gate swung open,
Jay.
It scratched all, it got all that meat, all
Jay.
That
all that dead skin.
All that back meat.
Man, like, hold on. Hold on, this is true. Since we tell it?
We tell it.
Okay.
We share it.
Take that same apartment gate. Tried to climb over, got caught. Hands on there. A car leaving. Now I'm on the gate. I'm in the headlights. As the gate opening, I don't know if they can call the police or what, but I just said, you know, mind your damn business. The reason why I got caught on that same apartment gate.
Wow.
Right there on the north side of Houston.
Tell
yes,
me
sir.
What you got, man.
Yes, sir.
I didn't drove to her house, parked down the street, got out my car, went and got in the trunk of her car, and rode wherever she went out, and could not get my ass out that trunk.
I can top that, Tommy. I can top that.
You guys are scaring me.
I got in her car, gonna sit in the back seat and find out what the hell, because I'm gonna find out what the hell going on.
Yeah.
She
switched cars at the parking lot. Now, I'm in the car all damn night, right?
Been in there.
I've been in there.
Talk about being sprung.
That's love right there.
Woo. I had done, man, let me tell you what I did one time.
What?
True story. This chick, right, wouldn't answer her phone. Right? You know after three calls, you got to get active.
You got to go over there.
You got to go over after three calls.
Oh, wow.
I went over to her house, jumped the backyard fence, didn't know she had just got a dog. Dog lit my ass. I'm talking about, there ain't never been no barking back here.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, wow.
Let me tell you something. I have come to her house, hat pulled down, overalls on, and cut her whole yard and kept passing by the window so I could see who she was in there with. Do you hear me? But I'm trying to look like a Spanish lawn guy. And that's who normally cut. Man, them tapes.
Oh, man.
I'm sprung.
It's being sprung.
Yeah. That is sprung.
Yeah.
I've been there.
That's
sprung / stalker-ish.
Yes. Yeah. Let me tell you something, Shirley. This is how far deep this goes. We didn't broke up. Ben broke up.
Uh-huh.
But holidays, I still go on.
I'm talking about
walking in the house. What's going on, Melvin? What's up, Johnny?
With her new band.
Yeah, she with her new band. I'm in there.
I'm talking about ain't no love like in the bushes.
Man. Let me tell y'all a good one, though. Let me tell you a good one. I done been so sprung. This girl live in an apartment building. And I'm just sprung on the fact of how beautiful she looks. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Drop dead gorgeous. But I never can see this girl. I only saw her one time, but it never left my memory how pretty this girl was. Mm-hmm. Man, let me tell you something. I say today, I don't know what got in me. I say, I'm seeing this girl today. I waited till about 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And I pulled that fire alarm in that doggone apartment building, and everybody came outside.
Yeah.
And I finally saw.
That's your uh-huh moment.
Jay, I have hid up under the car, waiting on her to get in the car, and she started it. Ran right over my damn foot.
God. You think you know your coward.
Yeah. Y'all ain't, yeah. that's just lightweight sprung.
Yeah.
You ain't been, you know, stripper club sprung.
Well, listen, guys, I think we talked about it earlier. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll talk about Chadwick Boseman and Cardi B on Saturday Night Live. And then Jay has lies that dancers tell.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Well, they lie to you.
I was just talking about
that. That's all coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, our guy, Chadwick Boseman, was the special guest host on Saturday Night Live this past Saturday. He really did.
Yeah.
Now, everybody's talking about this skit he did, this comedy skit, as King T'Challa, as he played in the Black Panther. It was hosted by Keenan, who does a great Steve Harvey impersonation. Great. So this is when King T'Challa picked the category White People for 400 on Black Jeopardy. Okay, so take a listen to this.
All right, T'Challa, the board is yours.
I'm ready. Let's go to White People for 400.
Okay, let's try it. Your friend Karen brings her potato salad to your cookout. Uh-oh, T'Challa.
I think I'm getting the hang of this. Before I answer, a few questions. This woman, Karen, she is Caucasian, eh?
Yes.
And she has her own recipe for potato salad, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, I understand. It is noble that she would volunteer to cook for everyone. And although I have never had potato salad,
of course,
I sense that this white woman does not season her food.
That's right.
And if she does, it is only with a tiny bit of salt.
That's exactly right.
And no paprika.
No paprika, no.
And she will probably add something unnecessary like raisins.
I know, right?
Something tells me that I should say.
Say it!
Oh, hell nah, Karen. Keep your brand ass potato salad to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't make potato salad.
Black Jeopardy. All right, so that was funny. That was really good.
Hilarious.
That was good.
That was so cute.
I mean, what a show, though. Chadwick and Cardi B in the same
All in
show.
The same show.
In the same show. Yes. What a great show.
That's why we need our own black variety show. We need it. We need it.
So Mommy-to-be Cardi B performed two songs on Saturday Night Live, did a great job. Cardi B, wouldn't you say, she's come a long, long way, though. She used to be a stripper, and she makes no bones about
Does
it. She talks
she
about it.
She talks
yeah,
about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even in the song, she says it. Yeah.
I'm finna start.
Anymore. Yeah, she talked about that. Yeah, so she used to be a stripper. She used to be a dancer. So, I mean, she's beyond that now. She's making money moves and all of that.
From
so,
the pole to go.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, which brings us to this, Jay.
Yes, yes.
Now, you wrote a segment called Lies a Dancer Will
Tell.
Oh,
they will lie to you. Oh, my God.
Really? Dancers?
Oh, dancers will lie to
all the time.
Oh, yeah, strippers,
oh,
they will lie to you.
You
know they lie.
Yeah, yeah. I know it.
They look you dead in your eye.
But they good at it. They good at it.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I've been lying.
Oh, they good at it.
They lie. They tell you lies like, ooh, you look good in them khaki pants.
That's a lie.
Man, them pants nice. Them some nice pants.
They lie to you.
Nice.
This the one bothered me.
What?
Wow, that's the biggest one I ever seen.
They lie to you.
What are they doing seeing it?
Just saying, you know, they dance.
That's another room. That's another room. That's the room in the back. Stop. You're
all right,
too far.
School me, because I didn't know.
No, sure.
Okay.
Like, I had one that was dancing in front of me. She's popping gum. Then she looked at me and said, anybody tell you like Drake? Damn well, I don't look like Drake.
Like no Drake.
You know, good hell whale.
No, I don't look like my old ass. Don't look like no,
no
Drake.
Damn, you know, good hell whale. I mean, you really do, though.
Good one I like right here.
Okay.
You know what? You know what I'm doing? I'm just dancing, but I'm in dental school.
These are lies a dancer slash stripper will tell.
But she got two goals in her mouth.
Yeah, I'm going to dental school.
I'm in dental school.
Nah, they not fake. You know damn well.
That
ain't you.
No. You know, another thing they say, though, say, like, you know, like if tell. You ain't got no ones, make sure you have one. Okay, because what you cannot do is give her a 20, and she said, I'll be right back with your change. She's not coming back with your change. You can hang that up. That 20 gone.
This is the one I like right here. No, don't nobody have sex in here.
See, I didn't know that.
Oh,
see?
Oh they lied to you.
Oh, they lied to you.
No. You can pick me up when I get off at 3. I'll be right here. Right here. No, you
They always act like they interested in where you work. You know that? So tell me about talking on the radio. You don't care nothing about me talking on the damn radio. You can just stop this lie right now.
These are lies that a dancer
These are lies that a dancer. That's the one I like right here. You go over to your house and set it up, and when I get off, I'll be over there. And my dumb ass looking out the window, waiting on her. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, sun up.
But be looking out the window all down the street.
I paid her, so she must be gonna come.
She got to be on the way.
Wow, guys.
No, hit him.
These are lies that a stripper will tell.
No, Glitter is my real name. It is. Glitter Johnson,
Oh, no, they'll lie to you, man.
Favorite stripper name.
No, they will lie to you. They will tell me. I ain't really that flexible. Okay, you don't tell where. I just saw you kick yourself in the face.
Hit him one. All the other girls in here sell it. I'm just here dancing.
Like she's betting everybody else.
Oh, she's the bougie one.
Yeah, she's betting everybody else.
Lies a stripper will tell you.
What, man?
I'm supposed to retire in 3 years. Mm-hmm. I'm ill.
Mm-hmm. Retire? Mm-hmm. I've never heard that.
I know. Oh, no, they'll tell you. Yeah. They dance and they be looking at it. They be like, you know, I'm only doing it because my mama has some foreclosure. As soon as they get out, foreclosure, I'm going to go ahead and quit. But right now, I got to be in here.
I ain't really into this that much because I do video.
You know what? I know it's going to sound funny.
All right, come on, Tommy. Close it out.
I think I love
you. Man,
that's the biggest one of all right there. The biggest one. All right, guys.
You just met me.
All right, the foolishness continues. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to take you back and talk about things that black kids could never get away with saying ever. Okay. And then we're going to talk about the Masters. Wow. Well, what a game.
We know who didn't win.
Yeah, I don't know. Tiger, come on, Tiger.
He all up in his last name.
What's
he
that?
Got Woods. He got 30 seconds. He did all right.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, in just a minute, we're going to talk about the things that black kids could never say and get away with and live to tell about it. All right, but first, we got to go to the Masters. Tommy, I know you watch it a lot. So what? And Jay, you're a big golf aficionado.
Well, only because I caddied.
Yeah,
I
used
don't,
to caddy.
Yeah,
this
play.
Kid Ooh. That won. Patrick Reed is our winner. Uh-huh. That's who won the Masters.
Okay, congratulations, Patrick Reed.
How much did you win, Tommy?
The purse is $11 million.
But they break that down, so he'll probably get.
So
about
I think
like,
that's broken up, right?
Yeah, it's broken up. He'll probably get about $1.3 million.
Where does all that go? Where does
the money Tiger
go?
Gets money for playing,
yeah,
doesn't he?
Yeah,
Tiger get a million to go.
Oh, he does.
I don't think
not at the Masters.
No, not at the Masters.
But most of the ones he gets invited to, he gets about around $1 million just to show up.
Yeah.
Okay, so where does the $11 million go? That's
to the other players. You know, they break it down.
They break
per
it up
position.
Amongst them.
Yeah,
I see.
When you finish.
Okay.
So we don't know what first place actually is, but.
Well, that's great. That's congratulations.
It's a lot of money spread across it. Tiger got 32nd place. That's what he got.
That's the way he's been out for 2 years.
Hey, I'm happy with that. Yeah. I'm just the man playing, and he made the cut, and he played the whole weekend.
He played better when he had them women.
Y'all get on my nerves.
He played much better.
Y'all will jump off the bandwagon in a minute.
There's first place, second, third.
When he was with the Waffle House women, he did much better.
Killing them.
Yes, he did.
Eagles.
He was scattered smoking.
Birds.
He was out there just hitting. He was never in the sand trap. He was in the fairway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know.
You need them Waffle House women
come a
back,
long way.
Man.
32nd is good right now.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, he had a tough week pretty much last week.
10th is good.
You got to look at the fact that the man was off two years.
I don't know much about golf, but 32nd
in anything.
Yeah, 10th is good. I'll give you 10.
I'm gonna give you 11. Yeah. Yeah. He came in 11th.
He's on the comeback. Y'all got the, you got to work with him.
Shirley said,
32nd when he wins.
Shirley said, I don't know nothing about this game, but 32nd
when he wins, I'm right there though. I just want you guys to know
that.
Wins,
that's what I don't like.
We're back.
You got to be back with him.
We knew you could do it, Tiger.
I never left it.
He came in what time and when did he come in?
32nd.
32nd?
What the? What the? I mean, I'm not even looking this up. I'm just going on your word. Are you sure?
32nd.
I didn't even know they had such a place.
Well, let me say this. Hold up. He's tied for 32nd with three or four more people.
Who he tied with, Tommy? What's their name? Never heard of him. Don't worry.
We got an H. Lee.
Never heard of
him. No.
A. Scott.
He's down there with the regular people?
He's just down there with some people that just,
Shirley,
you know.
Shirley ain't going
to
let it go.
Shirley say 32nd.
Anyway, it's four other people in 30 seconds.
Carla, so. when you and I took golf lessons, we probably could have come in 32nd.
No, stop this.
Yes, we could have.
Give me a pound. Give me a pound.
Y'all ain't no play no golf. I have no
idea. Yes, we have. Shirley.
I remember.
Steve paid for us to take golf lessons.
Wasn't we in Hawaii? Where were we at?
No, we were in South Carolina.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's funny.
Shirley said, I don't know much about this game, but 30 seconds.
We can play Tiger.
We can play.
Shirley said, Shirley.
You're not going to be mad at Tiger 30 seconds.
How many people are playing for him to come in 30 seconds?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's 100 people. It's 200 people playing.
We know 31 of them.
How about miniature golf, Tiger? Anybody? Anybody?
I don't know why we feel bad, because somebody going to snatch his joy as soon as he goes somewhere. 32nd.
Y'all not going to dog out my Tiger.
I love Tiger. I'm not. That's sure.
He need to get used to these jokes. Somebody going to snatch his joy.
Wait till next week, 55th.
I'm not with y'all on this.
50-50 Woods.
I'm not with y'all on this.
Somebody,
you know what? It kind of reminds me of this, though.
What?
You know, y'all know I'm always, and Tommy, your wife can jump in on this, too. When we're at competitions, cheer and dance competitions, when your team, when it's so low on the totem pole, they'll say participant. They won't even say what play.
So Tiger was a participant in the match.
Well, Tiger's a participant.
Yeah, it's like that old joke Franklin the Jai had about going to the Olympics. He said, when you're running, you come in last place, and you're saying to yourself, I'm in last place. If I had not practiced at all, I could have got last.
Yeah. I could have got last.
Right.
No, Jake. Franklin the Jai, when he's talking about it used to be called Worldwide Sports or something.
Oh, yeah.
ABC? And Wide the dude, World of Sports.
Wide World of Sports. And the guy that's skiing, and he gets, like, torn all up.
Yeah.
Can he ski at all?
The
agony of defeat.
The agony of defeat.
So you're saying, did Tiger even practice it to get 32nd?
I'm going to tell you what hurt Tiger feelings at the Masters. When he was walking off that 18th hole and he saw somebody throw his cap.
Yeah.
His cap down. I'll be damned.
Well, I mean, the good thing about it is that he has won a couple of green jackets. I get it.
A couple? Yeah. Maybe like four.
Okay. Who's counting? Oh,
hey, y'all going to put some speck on Tiger.
You had a jacket for 32nd. He got it.
Y'all gonna put some speck on Tiger's name, and I mean that.
I don't even know Tiger.
I know his cousin Jesse Woods.
Good enough, Tommy. Good enough. I bet he would have been in at least 10.
Who's the winner?
Patrick Reed.
Yeah, Patrick Reed.
Patrick Reed. American. Patrick Reed.
Congratulations to Patrick Reed.
That's from Tiger.
So we talked about this earlier. We talk about this a lot off the air. I told you one time, well, Carla told a story too, and I told you one time I was sitting outside on the patio of IHOP, and this little guy, he had to be like 5 or 6, he was on a skate
skateboard, and they came to a stoplight, and all of a sudden, he turned around to his dad and goes, "You're a lying, Dad! You're a liar! Dad, you're lying!" Nestor and I put our pancakes on the fork down in the plate and turned around and was like,
he said,
when
what?
Are you gonna
you're lying.
Whooping his behind.
You're lying, Dad. You're a liar.
Man.
I saw my life flash before me for him because I knew that was coming next.
You could never say
but
that.
You could never say that
you
when we were kids.
No.
Never.
No. No.
So that's what this next segment is going to be about, guys. And Carla, you have to tell your story too at the airport.
Oh, Carla got one.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
All right. So when we come back, things black kids would never say. All right. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay. This segment, things black kids could never say. I told you about mine, the little kid telling his dad, calling his dad a liar. Come on. So, Carla, come on. You were at the airport one day. Tell us your story.
Yeah, I was at the airport coming off, you know, how you come through security and you got to get on that moving walkway. Uh-huh. So, this little boy, he's screaming through security. So, you know, everybody's like, oh, he's upset. He got to go through security or whatever. But he kept screaming, screaming on and on and on. Now, you know, you go through security, you got to get undressed. All that's happening. So, all this time is going by. This little boy still screaming, right?
Right.
So now he gets on the moving walkway and his parents are trying to calm him down, tell him to be quiet. This little boy sits on the moving walkway throwing this tantrum and looks up at his dad and say, "I hate you every day."
Damn.
I whooped his ass right on that belt.
I'm talking about I hate you every day.
That's so
the
crazy.
Airport completely stopped.
Shut
in
down.
That era.
Oh my God. Yeah,
so listen, there's this pilot walking by. He's like, "Oh my goodness, I hope he's not on my flight."
Yeah.
And then there's a flight attendant, a white flight attendant, she walked by.
Day.
Oh my goodness.
That's
a black flight attendant, she walked by. She said, "I beat his ass." But you can hear it under their breath.
You under everybody.
Right?
Well, we've heard things that white kids say to their parents. We were in Disneyland. Like, we did the show down there a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, Disney World.
Disney World. This little white kid said, he's walking. You just get part of it. He says, "I don't like donuts, and I never will." Now, what the hell is that about?
We didn't have a choice.
You didn't have no choice.
We didn't have a choice. You're going to eat this donut and like it.
Yeah, I didn't get my own, you know, my affection for taste till I was 40.
We didn't have opinions.
No, you didn't have no choice. You ate what was in front of you.
Right in front of you ate that.
And you didn't need it to go in the refrigerator. You eat it later on, right.
But we said a lot of stuff under our breath.
Oh, yeah.
Oh no, my daughter did it the other day. So now we're trying to decide what we're gonna eat for dinner. And these kids are picky these days. Do you have this problem, Tommy? Is your son, your youngest son, is he kind of picky?
Yeah, he real picky.
Yeah, they're picky about
it. He don't want to eat half the time. He don't want to eat nothing.
Right. They don't want to eat.
You gotta make him eat.
Right. So now we're in here making two dinners.
Oh yeah.
Can y'all imagine?
My mama ain't never made no two damn dinners.
You're gonna eat this meatloaf and these green beans
and
these mashed potatoes. Okay, that's what we're having for dinner, period. Yeah.
Three words you'll never hear me say all together at one time. I'll never say these words.
What?
You do it.
You ain't been a sister.
I've never put them three words together again.
Yeah.
I got killed for saying you do it.
Oh, I told my mom one time, I was the last one to leave the table because I freaking hated green peas, but she wouldn't let me leave the table until I ate my green peas. So my uncles and my cousins came around me and said, "Look, I told you this, Carla. When your mom comes back, we'll take the peas and we'll throw them out. When your mom comes back and asks you what happened to the peas, did you eat them? Just tell her, don't worry about it." I'm a kid. Oh, I don't know that you're not supposed to say that. Lord. So my mom came back. My plate was clean. She said, "What happened to the peas? Did you eat them?" I said, "Don't worry." Bam!
You didn't get about it.
You didn't get it out, did you?
You know I did. You don't do that. No.
Did you say all this? I saw a little boy say to his parents, "I'm getting upset now."
That's the threat.
I'm getting upset.
Oh man, you can't give my mama that kind of ammunition.
No.
Yeah, go ahead, get upset. Go ahead, try it.
Please,
I want you to. Just get for
I
me.
I want to see what upset looks like on you.
I need that.
I know what it looks like on me.
But let me see it on you.
Listen, my son's friend down the street, He told his mama, if we don't get Wi-Fi, I'm leaving.
More of this craziness when we come back, okay? Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are with this segment. It's longer than we thought it would be, huh?
Yeah,
we were
so
traumatized.
We heard them, yeah.
We were traumatized as kids. All right, this is things that black kids
could never say.
Could never say and get away with.
I got one.
Never.
Got
what
one.
You got,
I got
Shay?
One right here. Like,
what?
Could you please leave my room? What?
They can't wait for you to say
who, that. Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to?
Could you please leave
Could
my
you
room?
Please leave my room.
But it's my house, though.
It's my house.
Yeah.
Come in and take that whole door off that damn frame.
Try that to Ann Lee Brown. Could you leave my... First of all, I ain't have no whole damn room.
Right. What a room,
man. You know what I got in trouble for?
What?
Got killed. I've seen the Lord. I know he real. He know me by
this
name.
Your second life,
I know he's real. I'm not worried about getting to heaven. I even know where I live. Second street, make a left. Third house on the right.
That's my,
yeah, all right there. Got it. This is what got me killed.
What?
I ain't ready to go to bed. I'm not ready.
You better get ready.
Yeah,
get ready.
Yeah. I'm not ready, though.
But wait a minute, Tommy. Didn't you get your bedroom door taken off?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They took the door
that
off.
I slammed too hard, and my daddy took the whole door off the hinge and put it in the garage.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What? My sister passing by waving at me.
They always do that, don't they?
My greatest one, though, my mama told me, she said, I'm going to knock you into next week.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked at her and said, well, book me for Thursday.
Your ass was
I was out cold. Yeah. When I woke up, my daddy was standing over me. Boy, you're going to be quit messing with your mom. You're going to quit messing with your mom.
That happened.
So you had that and you had no door.
I've heard them all. If you go to the airport or any place where, like, coffee house, you hear them.
Uh-huh.
This one
you
I heard.
Hear them.
I heard this right here. I heard what you said, but why?
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 Oh, why? Did you say why?
I heard what you said, but why?
Because hey, I said so. That's why.
I heard a little boy in the mall. He got so mad at his mama because she wouldn't buy him what he wanted. He said, you're not my mother today.
Man, we can't like, say none of that.
No.
We were so deprived.
You know what made it even more crazy, though?
Because
the threats. Yeah. The threats.
Oh, yeah.
Not only were they weren't even the promises.
Yeah.
They were actually
and
real.
They followed through.
They followed through.
Oh, yeah.
Like my
yeah,
mom told me one time, she said, listen, boy, I don't know if you understand how this works. I'll kill you and go to jail and do the time because I'm tired of working.
Yeah.
What mama says that? You don't mind going to jail. I'll do the time because
right,
I'm tired of working.
Right. I brought you in here. Yeah, I'll take
man.
You out. All of, yeah, all of those.
It's just...
Oh.
What you got? What Jay?
I didn't say anything, but I did something stupid.
What?
I told my grandmama that my mama had beat me. Ooh. You know, I'm
you
telling.
Tell yeah,
I'm
telling
I'm dropping a dime.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. On your mom.
Oh, uh-huh. My mom. She said, your grandmama don't run a damn thing in here.
Yeah, we've all done that.
Yeah. She don't run nothing in here.
Grandmama didn't move either, did she? I'll be sitting back there just rocking.
No wonder we're all crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we stayed out of jail.
Yeah, I'm out of jail.
All right, okay. Coming up, it's our last break of the day. And Steve's not here, of course. He had the day off. He'll be back tomorrow. But the nephew is here, and you know what that means. The nephew's closing remarks coming up next. Right after this.
These are jewels.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time. It's our last break of the day. As we mentioned, Steve Harvey was off today. Much well-deserved break for him. He has all those jobs and everything.
Problems.
Yeah, but he'll be back tomorrow.
He'll be right back with Rich Man's Problems.
He'll be back tomorrow. But the nephew is here holding it down. You got your closing remarks ready for us, nephew?
Yeah, my closing remarks
please.
Today.
Why he closing his eyes?
I got to get into it.
You know he's a method actor. You know that. He's method all the way.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got.
So far, so good.
Hey, man, that's pretty good. That's
taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you like to get away?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see. Our troubles are all the same.
Yeah.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
That sounds familiar. This sounds familiar.
You want to go where people know. People are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name.
Your name. Wait a minute.
It sounds familiar.
I know this.
You want to go where people know.
Yeah.
People are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows
have I heard this?
Your name.
I can't hear this.
What? How did? Come on now.
Say it one more time.
That was profound. Yeah. I like
talk
it.
To me.
Say it one more time. That talk thing about the name.
What? Okay.
You want to go.
Wouldn't you like to get away?
Yeah.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
That part right there.
You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same.
It's the
Wait
club.
Wait a minute.
Stripper club. That's
Wait,
what that is.
This is
stripper
club. It's a club, for sure.
Right. Everybody got the
it's
same
like
problems.
It's a bar. It's something. It's
a bar. Man. Wait a minute. Hold up.
Magic Wait. City.
No, not Magic City. One more time.
One more time.
Okay. You got.
Y'all don't do this.
This is deep, though. I like this, though.
It's very deep. Very deep.
I mean, it's good.
It's good, but we just know we've heard this.
Yeah, it sounds familiar to me.
You want to go where everybody knows your name. All right. And they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the
that
same.
Ain't but
you
want to
be
spot.
Where everybody knows your name.
What that boob say?
That's the J spot.
It ain't nothing but the J spot.
Thank you, Tommy. Man, thank you. Thank you, man. 581 West Manchester Avenue, Los Angeles, California. That's all that.
Tomorrow night, baby.
That's tomorrow night. I'll be there.
It's the J spot.
You
want
to go where everybody knows your name. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. His name is in it. J-Spot.
I knew I
J-Spot.
Heard that somewhere.
That tomorrow
genius.
Night.
That was genius, nephew.
Taco too.
Brilliant.
Great job, Ness.
Later, man.
That wasn't good, Shirley.
That wasn't excellent.
I liked it.
J-Spot.
How
J-tied
it
in. Be like
yeah.
that.
Oh, I like that part.
You didn't like what I did?
I love the J-Spot.
Nobody liked what you did, Tommy.
Y'all didn't like what I did?
That wasn't original. I liked it.
That wasn't original to y'all?
No, it sounds familiar, though.
It had an original feel to it. It just wasn't.
It felt new, but it wasn't.
Okay. So how is this right here?
Okay.
Now the world don't move. To the beat of just one drum.
Okay.
What might be right for you may not be right for some.
Girl, I'm already.
A man is born, he's a man of means.
Ooh.
Then along comes two.
Speak on it.
They got nothing but their genes, but they got different strokes.
Are y'all happy now?
It takes different strokes. It takes different strokes to move the world.
You talking about Jay and Drumline?
What you talking about, Willis?
Arnold. Everybody's got a special kind of
that
story.
That sound like the strip club too. That really sound
Everybody
like
finds a way to shine.
It do sound like
It don't matter what you got.
That's different strokes.
Yeah. You
plagiarist.
What you talking about?
What you talking about?
What you talking about, Shirley? What you talking about?
I mean, just trying to make close remarks out of TV shows.
I know.
Probably next thing Tommy got to say is Martin.
That's just damn lazy.
Martin.
Hey, let me say this. Okay. OG is good, y'all.
Oh, man.
Last OG is good.
Oh, you've been telling us to watch it.
I've been telling you to watch it, man. Let me tell you something.
Is it Netflix or what is it?
It's on TBS. Tracy Morgan and Tiffany Haddish and Cedric the Entertainer.
It is a great show.
I got to get on
that
show.
Very hilarious. Very well written. Oh, we may have said it. Speaking of Cedric, recidivism.
I know he's trying to
speaking of Ced, we might have him as a special guest tomorrow, so
keep
your ear out for that. Yeah, we'll let you know for sure.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it really is a great show. Do yourself a favor and check it out.
I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to need more dark-skinned people on that show.
Well, let's go sign up, man. Let's go sign up. Let's get in there,
Once
man.
Again,
yeah.
The world don't move to the beat of just like that.
We're done with you.
You let us
down. Might be right for you. May not be right for some. A man is born. He's a man of means. Then along come two. They got nothing but the jeans. Boy, I used to have my sandwich dancing in front of the TV. Different stroke, baby.
So, Steve, again, he will be back tomorrow. He was out today. Much needed rest. He'll be back, and the crew will be back.
I think his plane
well.
Ran out of gas or something.
Oh, is that what it was? So, thanks, everybody.
We'll be right back with the rich people's problem.
Love you guys so much. Thank you.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
Bye, buddy. Turn your volume up if you're with me, please.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.